AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Two board members fired by President Donald Trump can go back to their jobs. That's after a split appeals court ruled ahead of a likely Supreme Court showdown on the president's power over independent agencies. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on President Trump standing his ground on tariffs amid a global market sell-off.
President Trump is digging in his heels even as global markets plunge and recession fears grow over his tariffs. On social media, the president writes other nations have been taking advantage of the good old USA and said yesterday he would not back down from the tariffs despite market turmoil.
Sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something.
He's also pushing the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell warned Friday the tariffs might boost inflation and slow economic growth, but says it's too soon for the central bank to act.
We're going to need to wait and see how this plays out.
Meantime, financial firm Goldman Sachs says a recession has become more likely, even if the president backs off the tariffs.
Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, yesterday, President Trump says he's monitoring the measles outbreak in Texas, where two children have died from measles-related illnesses.
It's so far a fairly small number of people relative to what we're talking about. Something that people have known about for many, many years. I mean, measles has been, you know, this is not something new. And we'll see what happens. But certainly, if it progresses, we'll have to take action.
There have been nearly 500 cases in Texas alone, plus cases from the outbreak believed to have spread to New Mexico, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Mexico. University of Connecticut is back on top of women's basketball, winning its 12th national championship by routing defending champion South Carolina 82-59 last night. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports a court in Russia's Far East has reduced the prison sentence for an American soldier convicted of crimes.
Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, who's 34, flew to Vladivostok in Russia to see his girlfriend and was arrested in May 2024 after she accused him of stealing from her, according to authorities. A month later, a court in that city convicted Black and sentenced him to 3 years and 9 months in prison. Black was also ordered to pay $115 at the time in damages. Black lost one appeal in a regional court that upheld his sentence, but the judge in the Ninth Court has agreed to reduce his sentence to 3 years and 2 months in prison. Black's defense had asked the court to acquit him of making threats of murder and reduce the punishment for theft. Russia has jailed a number of Americans in recent years as tensions between Moscow and the West grew. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.